This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Because you know, Steph Curry sucks. Oh, wait! Steph Curry actually can shoot the basketball! Oh, because the Celtics are about to run through the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, wait! Now the series is tied with the Cavaliers 2-2. Uh-huh. That's exactly what happens in sports. You just give it 5 minutes and everything changes and people react and go over the top and have to pump the brakes on the other end. It's this giant pendulum that swings back and forth and carries our fragile sports fan emotions with it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I love to hear from you about the ride or die choice. If Celtics and Cavaliers go seven, and there is a real possibility now because we've reduced to a best of three. The series is tied, so we have a potential strong possibility for a game seven. It's really difficult to win four games in a row in the postseason. Now, I get it. We've had teams do it. For instance, we saw the Tampa Bay Lightning do it to the Boston Bruins in their Eastern Conference semifinal series. And we just saw the Golden Knights rattle off four consecutive wins against the Jets after dropping that series opener. So it is possible, but it's not probable. And the fact that Boston hasn't lost at home in this playoff run yet, you would think that their crowd will be huge, will be fueling more of their intensity on the defensive end. A lot of times that helps, right? It helps to disrupt the communication of your opponent. It helps when it comes to fast breaks, when it comes to just giving you that extra oomph and that extra energy. And Boston definitely needs that crowd to be into it the way that Cleveland's fans were raucous inside the queue the last two nights. We know for certain there will be six, but will there be a seven? And if the Celtics and Cavaliers battle to a game seven, do you ride or die with LeBron in a closeout game or the Celtics on their own court? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, we've got the poll up, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. There's a couple of pictures, and you can weigh in there if you need to pontificate. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're also going to mix it up and throw out our Twitter Tuesday question. And this kind of popped into my brain for a couple of reasons. Because it's almost Memorial Day weekend, which is, as you know, the unofficial start to summer. It's not the official start to summer. We haven't gotten to that solstice yet, but it is the unofficial start. And people begin to take their long weekends. They plan for Memorial Day weekend. They plan for July 4th weekend and get really excited about barbecues and pool parties and beach trips and all that jazz. And I'm actually allergic to large gatherings of people, which is why I took my vacation in the off peak before Memorial Day. Plus, I'm allergic to paying full price for anything. So I was thinking vacations anyway. And Isaac and I had talked about this at a, you know, at a, I don't know, another juncture, maybe a month ago. When should we do a Twitter Tuesday question about vacation? Because everybody loves vacations and it's kind of in that planning mode now where people are looking ahead to taking time off over the summer. Uh-huh. I mean, you can try, but you won't have a vacation as cool as mine over the last week. If you didn't hear it, by the way, if you didn't hear my stories about my dog getting charged by a mama deer, my wildlife encounter on a sandbar, that was pretty amazing. I don't want to spoil it. Also, my new friend Jack, who is at least 18 hands tall. There are not only pictures on both Twitter and Facebook, there are videos on Twitter and Facebook. If you weren't with us last night, you can find those on either of our social media sites. And also the answer to my mysterious vacation location, Fripp Island, South Carolina. Now, I did spend some time in Beaufort. I also climbed the Hunting Island Lighthouse. I was on St. Helena Island for horseback riding. I was on Ladies Island to explore some old fort ruins from the Spanish-American War. So I was all over the place. But my actual spot where I was hanging out on the beach and spending the majority of my time with Penny, going bike riding and all that jazz, that was Fripp Island, South Carolina. And I had never heard of it 3 months ago. So I'm thrilled that I found this perfect vacation spot. I've had some really amazing vacations in my life, but this is right up there in the top. I'll say top three. I'll give it top three. Maybe top two, because Alaska was amazing. I went to Alaska the summer of 2008, on a family trip. That was on a cruise. It was awesome. But I'll say top two. So, because we've got vacation vibes, and because so many of you are weighing in on my vacation of choice and responding to my pictures and my videos, we thought we would launch into this for Twitter Tuesday. What is the best vacation destination you have ever had? All right. Use the hashtag vacation vibes or use the hashtag Twitter Tuesday. Who doesn't want to talk about vacation? And it's never early to start the countdown on your next vacation ever.
That's a high class problem.
I think I'm going to start planning for next year's. And so my count right now is at like 360 days until my next vacation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The beach vacations are addictive, I will say that. Though I do also really like to visit places I've never been before. I'm a big history buff, and I like to go to places that have some character and some history, some tradition to them. And that was one of the really neat things about the Lowcountry and the Port Royal Sound. Everything from its Civil War history to Paris Island, which actually started as a naval depot, but has now become the most important Marine Corps recruiting base in the world. Just so much history, and I really enjoyed reading about things like the Penn Center, which was the first school in the United States for emancipated slaves after the Civil War. And so that kind of stuff appeals to me, seeing new places. I want to know what's the best vacation destination that you've ever had. What's number one on your list?
Where you been at?
Yeah, I've been on Fripp Island. Thanks for asking. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We'll also put it on our Facebook page, but that's our Twitter Tuesday question. So use one of our hashtags so I can find your tweets. All right, let's take a couple of calls here. 855-212-4227. Richard is listening in Texas. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Hey, Amy.
Hello.
I just discovered your program.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, call me slow, but anyway.
No, I call you right on time, man. Never, never late.
Never late. Anyway, yeah, because my schedule had changed. So now, you know, my schedule is a little different, so I discovered your show.
Well, we're happy to keep you company.
And I work for CVS Pharmacy. Anyway, but my schedule changed. So
CVS or CBS?
CVS. Not CBS.
We're so close, though. We're so close to being compatriots.
Oh, we are. So close. But anyway, you know, my schedule changed. So then I got on your program, and then you went on vacation.
Oh, no, not a vacation. I will not apologize for vacation, man, ever.
No, don't apologize,
honey. No, I won't.
But, you know, it was really funny because, you know, I caught your program, and you're going to be gone, so I had this other guy on there. I didn't call in or anything. But then when you came back, you had this question or where you were at, and I couldn't find. I'm old school. I don't do the Twitter or the Facebook. I do the phone number.
You are blessed.
And so I couldn't figure out where you were at. So my guess would have been Nantucket. Was that close?
No, because Nantucket wouldn't have been warm enough for a beach vacation in May.
Okay.
Yeah, I was south of the Mason-Dixon line. I was in South Carolina.
Okay. Because, you know, you're from the East Coast and all that.
So, when I'm from the East Coast, that kind of means I want to get away from where I grew up for vacation.
Okay, yeah. And that was the thing. And that's why I thought Nantucket, but I didn't get through. But anyway, in relevant to what you were talking about, as I talked to your promo guy.
My promo guy. I like that. We're going to call him that from now on.
The guy that takes the call when you call in.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, you were talking about. Now, my thing was with the NBA is that how they do that layoff. Now, you have a team like the Celtics,
mm-hmm.
and they're rolling. And then you got this enormous, 2-day or 3-day?
Well, it was 3 days in between. And actually, this is for both series. 3 days off in between games two and games three.
Now, is that something? And here's my thing on this, and I'm a sports freak. That's why I love your show. I just caught on to you. I love your show. I love the way you think. And so I'm a sports freak. So I'm thinking, okay, that three-day layoff, is that manufactured in a way? I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist, but
you know, there's still, I mean, there is a conspiracy, but it's pretty public for everyone to know about. The NBA had contracts with the TV networks, and the two TV networks that are carrying the East and Western Conference Finals, that they had to have games on the weekend. So the only way that they could stretch it out that way was to play, and they were trying not to take too much time off between the end of the second round and the start of the conference finals. So they had to straddle it that way because the NBA contracts, TV contracts, guaranteed games on the weekend.
Exactly. And well, you know,
exactly.
I mean, but if you look at the big picture, Amy, it's like, okay, now Cleveland's tied it up. You know, and it's like, okay, where do we go from here? You know, we're tied up, and it's like Boston had the momentum. They lose them. Now Cleveland has the momentum. You know, and it's like, is it manufactured to get the product that they want?
No, it's. No. I just told you it's about TV contracts. It wouldn't have mattered who the teams were. It wouldn't have mattered if it was two completely different teams. Maybe it was Toronto and Milwaukee. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered who it was because of the length of the series in the rounds before this. They haven't had a whole lot of series go the distance. And because of that, the playoffs are little. They have to stretch them out now. And they had to have games on the weekend to fulfill their TV contract. So that's why it worked out the way that it did. The promo guy just hung up on you, by the way. But thank you so much for your call. And I'm so happy that you have discovered our show. A-Law Radio, I'm already seeing your Twitter Tuesday tweets come in. I love it. Steven says, best vacation I've ever had, Iceland, this past April. I've heard that. I've heard Iceland is amazing. Beautiful country, awesome people, Steven says. I'd love to go back one day. Donna says Aruba, also a place I've never been, and Scotland. And I've been to Scotland back when I was in college. I did several weeks in Ireland and Scotland, and it was awesome. The most amazing shades of green I've ever seen. So I agree with you there, Donna. And then Carrie on Twitter says Cancun, Mexico, hands down, stayed at an all-inclusive resort. Got to do it again. Hashtag Twitter Tuesday. I've been to Cancun, and I did stay at a resort, but it was for work. I was there with a basketball team, and I was doing play-by-play for the team that I traveled with. So a little bit different. It was over a Thanksgiving. It was over a Thanksgiving week, and the team went down for 8 days. I went down for 3, so it's not quite the same thing as Carrie's Cancun vacation. Isaac, where did you go in Mexico?
Cancun.
You did go to Cancun?
The safe spot.
The problem is he ended up with Montezuma's Revenge. I'll just let everyone know.
Boom.
That. Yeah. Why, Isaac? Why did you end up with an awful stomach issue?
Ice cubes and mixed drinks.
Yeah, because he was drinking the water. That's why. You cannot drink the water in Mexico if you're a soft American. All right, 855-212-4227. But on Twitter and on Facebook, I want to hear from you. Best vacation destination ever. And the caveat is you had to have been there. We're not talking about your dream destination. We're talking about the best place you've ever been on vacation. So either use the hashtag Twitter Tuesday or Vacation Vibes. Facebook, that works too. We're not going to be prejudiced against those of you who use Facebook. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Can I make a confession? I've never posted a GIF in my life. I've never used a GIF on any form of social media in my life. However, I love the animal GIFs. They crack me up. And so I like it when the guys on the other side of the double pane glass use GIFs. Chris and producer Tom, who'll be back tomorrow night, I think. He's actually on vacation right now. They are great at GIFs. And you know who else is really good at GIFs? This is, I'm going to rat on him a little bit because you would think that he would be out of the age range where GIFs are cool. Boomer Esiason is constantly sending me emails with GIFs in them. GIFs and emojis. What? So he and I email. Don't ask me why. It's whatever. We don't text. We don't talk on the phone. What we do is email. And so he always sends me emails with GIFs in them. GIFs or emojis. Hi, Boom. Thank you so much for all the emails. Yeah, it just seems to be his favorite thing to express himself. I don't use them, but I do enjoy seeing other people use them. And Chris has found a great one for our Twitter Tuesday question. I'm not going to tell you what the GIF is because I can't possibly do it justice, but it's a hoot. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, here I'll retweet. You also have our show Twitter. A lot of you already responding. Hashtag vacation vibes. What's the best vacation destination that you have ever visited? The best place you ever landed for vacation? The place that's calling you back? It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We did try to post it on Facebook too. I actually think that we may have been screwed over by the algorithms. You know how much you guys hate officials and referees? That's how much I hate Facebook algorithms. I'm pretty sure the Facebook algorithm is biased against me and my Facebook pages.
Not the refs.
It's out to get me. So you always think the refs are biased against you and are screwing your team. Well, that's how I feel about Facebook algorithms. It really wasn't about the refs, but I just happen to see a lot of people complaining about the refereeing in the Celtics-Cavs game. What you can complain if you want to, but as long as it evens out, well, whatever. So if you can see the post on Facebook, it's an amazing picture. Although, Chris, I got to tell you, I feel like you should be using a picture of my vacation. It's way better than that. I unfortunately forgot my phone at home, though, and so I can't even show Isaac any of my vacation pics. But yeah, I got some really good ones. I have a good eye, and I did post some on Twitter and Facebook. But yeah, we've got a spot where you can weigh in with your favorite vacation destination. I'll say right now, mine is still Alaska, because that was Alaska was phenomenal. I went whitewater rafting in Juneau. The kind of experiences, I saw whales, you know, like just off the back of our cruise ship. And it was my first and only cruise. I've never been on a cruise before. Oh, being near the Hubbard Glacier, hearing the enormous pops and hisses as the ice would, and the rumbles as the ice would crack and would fall off of the glacier. Just really incredible. Yes. It was an awesome vacation. And so I still say Alaska is my number one, the most fascinating shades of gray that you've ever seen. But I will say Fripp Island, the vacation I just took, was number two for the experience. And then I'd probably put number three as Ireland. Although that was actually a school trip. I was getting credit for that, so I'm not sure I can call it a vacation. But if you want to find us on either Twitter or Facebook, use our hashtag Vacation Vibes or Twitter Tuesday. Tonight at 10 Eastern, and by tonight, sorry, we mean Tuesday. For those of you who are still on a Monday, that's not really fair. At Tuesday at 10 Eastern, CBS Sports Network gets the ball rolling with the PBA Tour Finals. Quick, do you know what the PBA is? The top eight bowlers compete for big money and an even bigger title. It's only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. So yeah, we're not just about, we're not, We're not just about hoops and hockey. We're also about the bowling. Oh, and the baseball. Did you happen to hear about Mr. Juan Soto? And by Mr., well, you know, I'm referring to an 18-year-old.
Stealing three bases. First pitch, hit of the air to deep left field. Back goes Caesar. It's way back. It's going, going. It's gone. Goodbye. A three-run homer to the opposite field in left center for 19-year-old Juan Soto. In and out of the first row, over the visitor's bullpen. A tremendous three-run homer for his first hit in the major leagues.
The point is, he's a teenager. That was the point I was trying to make. 19-year-old Juan Soto. Can you imagine a better debut? The Nationals outfielder called up over the weekend, baseball's youngest player, 18, 19, whatevs. He's baseball's youngest player. And he gets his first start on Monday night. And what does he do? He cranks a three-run blast in his first at-bat in the big leagues against the Padres. Awesome. That's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of. Charlie Slows on the Nationals radio network. So congratulations to Juan Soto. Let's hope the rest of his career is uphill and it's not all downhill from there, because that's that's such an incredible debut. It's like, man, is there going to be a letdown? At what point does he experience the doldrums and the grind? So, yeah, really cool moment for Juan and for the Nationals. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and I'll get to some of your vacation vibes tweets. Pretty awesome. I like the fact that you're sending me pictures, because I just did all that with my Twitter pictures and Facebook videos of my vacation.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Those are man sports. I miss Joe in East Baltimore. We haven't heard from him in a really long time. Thankfully, 2 weeks ago, we finally heard from Ellen in Massachusetts again, so we know that she is okay. She said, what did she tell us? She'd been sleeping at night? I mean, it's good. We don't mind if you've been sleeping. It's all right. When I was on vacation, I slept for 8 consecutive nights. It was so blissful. And then it was a shock to my system to come back to work, of course, because I'm completely flipping my schedule upside down. But do you know that I got home from work and walking the dog on Monday morning, and I tried to read a book because that's what I do to calm my mind down and to leave sports and work where they are and not be stewing over things that went wrong, or, you know, I just try to calm my brain down by reading fiction. And I couldn't even get through one page of my book. I fell asleep on my book after like a paragraph. So yes, the changing of the schedule again took its toll on me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's the phone number where you can reach us. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. On our Facebook page, Arthur says deep sea fishing in the Gulf of Mexico out of Pensacola is his top vacation destination of all time. He says all the beaches with a 2-hour drive. Pensacola is pretty amazing. So that's in the panhandle of Florida. Also the site of the spot where I got my worst sunburn ever at 16 years old. That was my sweet 16 birthday present, was a trip to Pensacola to visit a friend. My mom let me go on an airplane all by myself for the first time at 16, because that was back before 9/11, when you could walk your kid or your minor to the actual gate and wait there until the plane took off. And then, of course, you could have someone meet you at the gate when you got off the plane. And so for my 16th birthday, mom let me go visit a friend of mine who was going to college in Pensacola. And I got the worst sunburn of my entire life in early April. And it was a cold day at the beach, for heaven's sakes. And so Pensacola is beautiful, but I've never been back. Isn't that sad? It's not your fault, Pensacola. Yeah, I gotcha. That's funny. It's like eggs on a frying pan. You know what else? This is just a little tidbit about vacation. Maybe if you're getting set to go on your vacation post-Memorial Day, this is something you want to keep in mind. I got a sunburn on my feet in South Carolina because whoever puts sunscreen on your feet? And because we'd had such a long winter in the Northeast, my feet had not been exposed to any sunlight In fact, the sunlight was reflecting off of my feet, actually, on the beach. And so, yeah, I forgot to put sunscreen on my feet and ended up with a sunburn. That was a little bit painful for a day
People
or two.
People have feelings.
My feet have feelings. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It is our Twitter Tuesday question, so we're asking you, best vacation destination of all time. Kevin sends pictures of Limerick, Ireland, so I'm assuming that's his best vacation destination of all time. Let's see. Bill, for me, it's Jamaica. All-inclusive resorts are great. Hashtag vacation vibes. Let's see. I've not been to Aruba and I've not been to Jamaica. I have some friends who claim that those are the best. In fact, I have friends who won't go anywhere else but Aruba on vacation. That's their only choice every year. I have been to the Bahamas and Cuba, but those trips to Cuba have not been vacation, but at least it has been a Caribbean island. So those are the two that I have visited, the Bahamas and Cuba. Just amazing colored water in the Caribbean for sure. Let's see. Zach sends me a picture of Thailand. Does Thailand have its own music? I love Thai food. It's my new favorite thing. Thailand was the best vacation ever, says Zach. Friendly people, amazing food, and incredible beaches. Hashtag Twitter Tuesday. Kyle says, my best vacation was to Guam in the South Pacific. Beautiful beaches and jungles. Awesome. I highly recommend. Oh, my gosh. Now I need to go on another vacation. David on Facebook. No, Twitter. This is Twitter, you dope. David on Twitter, Colorado, the Rocky Mountains, summer of 2016. Oh, yeah, for sure. The Rocky Mountains are gorgeous. Flying over them, by the way, on a clear day, blown away. I have pictures from an airplane of the Rocky Mountains, flying over the Rocky Mountains, and you would think they were right there below you where you could touch them. Just awesome to see the snow-covered mountaintops. I don't know. Nope. It's a bad time to take a pause, Amy, because here comes Isaac with his... This one makes me think of drugs. I can't help it. Maybe that's not what John Denver was singing about, but that's what comes to mind. Because you see every time, well, not every time, but nowadays when there's some popular topic in sports that comes from Colorado, there are always the marijuana jokes as well, because that's a place where marijuana is legal now. So Rocky Mountain High takes on a whole new meaning. Isaac, what's your best vacation destination ever?
Super Bowl MVP.
No, Johnny Football. Johnny Canada now. I hope you're going to say the vacation where you surprise got married.
Oh, that was actually an amazing vacation. But Arizona is really cool.
Why don't you tell people where it was that you went off and got married without telling anyone?
Eastern Europe, Macedonia, Balkan District.
So you're picking Arizona over Eastern Europe and the Balkan District.
Macedonia. It's a tie now that I think about it. I slept for 2 weeks straight. Ate amazing food, drank amazing beer.
You slept for 2 weeks straight?
Oh my gosh, 10 hours a night.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous. I didn't sleep that much on vacation, but what I did do was sleep through the night without waking up, which doesn't happen when I sleep during the daytime. All right, so Arizona or Eastern Europe and Macedonia for Isaac. I guess the marriage doesn't really factor in the surprise wedding, although he has finally put his ring on the right hand, the correct hand.
Correct hand.
The correct hand to be like Americans. You know what's really interesting? That reminds me of something in Cuba. In Cuban culture, they wear their wedding rings on their right hand, but the more contact they have with Americans, you'll see them move their wedding rings to their left hand. And I asked them why, and the answer I got was, oh, because it's cool. It's what Americans do. And I was like, oh, dear God, we're not very cool, but okay.
Oh, probably because American people were hitting on them. They're like, oh, you got to let them know.
Yep, I bet that's the reason. It's the influence of Western culture, and a lot of them have moved their wedding rings over to their left hand. Now, why did you move yours over to your left hand?
My mom's like, "Are you trying to play dumb, or do you want these women to hit on you?"
Right.
I should keep it on the left hand in America.
Got it. Yes, there you go. What about you, Chris? What's your best vacation destination of all time?
I'm going to hedge my bet here because I'm going to Martha's Vineyard for the first time this weekend.
Ooh, you'll love it. And oh, is that your Memorial Day weekend vacation? Wait, vacation or just a long weekend?
I'm leaving on Thursday. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Mm, so at least you're avoiding the influx of traffic going that direction.
That's the plan.
And obviously you can't drive to Martha's Vineyard, but the idea of having to go to the Cape on a vacation weekend, holiday weekend is blah. Where are you taking the boat from?
I actually don't know. That is all up to the girlfriend. She did all the planning.
Oh, so you're hedging. What about one that you've actually been to? Because let's hope that you and the girlfriend get along and that one's not completely ruined. But
I'm a sucker for Disneyland.
Land or world?
What's the one in Florida?
He's a sucker for the one in California, even though he's been to the one in Florida. Disney World is in.
I had so much fun in
Did
Disney
you?
World. Yeah.
What age were you when you went to Disney World?
I was like 18.
Good for you. All right. I like it. I knew we were going to get a Disney in here somewhere. So good for you. Best vacation destination. Hashtag Twitter Tuesday. And pictures are welcome. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you are still weighing in on our Man Crush Monday poll, but it's a landslide. And there was actually an update to your Man Crush Monday on Monday. So the news came over the weekend that J.J. Watt, Houston Texans star, had offered to pay for the funerals of those students and the victims of the Santa Fe High School shooting. Amazing. I love his heart. I love the fact that he wants to be, a guy who's known not just for football, but that's not why he does any of this stuff. I mean, he's so much more than just football. And if you follow him on social media, you know that. He's constantly commenting on everything else that's happening in sports. And he just feels like one of the boys, one of the guys. He comments about his family and all that jazz. And he was letting people in on his surgeries and everything else. So he's very personable. But we know that he also has a very generous heart and a heart full of compassion. And we saw that during Hurricane Harvey with the videos and the campaign that he started to help raise money that just it went through the roof. And now here he is doing something else just because he hurts the way that so many of us do. And he has the ability to reach out and to make a difference. And I really like this about J.J. Watt. I like the fact that he's multidimensional and he doesn't try to be something that he's not. So this perfect athlete who's got the fortress and the moat around him. Instead, he's a guy who has a big heart and he shares that with other people. And not only is he paying for the funerals of the victims of the Santa Fe shooting, but he also took some time out on Monday to go visit families and survivors at the hospital. And so there were pictures that were taken there with nurses and with survivors. And you can imagine the lift that they got from seeing J.J. Watt, this big, huge defensive end, this big mountain of a man who is there to just try to bring some cheer. So if you don't know, there were 8 students and there were 2 teachers that were killed in the classroom on Friday. It was an art class. And they were just a couple of weeks away from school being let out for the summer. But there were others who were critically wounded. And I saw some of the tweets, some of the posts. There was one mom who talked about JJ going to visit her daughter and saying, you know, her daughter's not allowed to talk a whole lot, but she just has this huge smile on her face. And she keeps rambling on about you. She's addressing this tweet to JJ. And I love this end, the end of the tweet says, "You made her feel so special today. It means so much to see that beautiful smile on her face." And that's an incredible quality about a human being. And J.J. Watt has it. When you can, and with his star power, right, people go gaga over just seeing him. And yet you spend a couple of minutes with him and you don't feel like he's in a different world. You don't feel like he's from a different world. You just feel like he's one of you. The way that he makes you feel like you're special and the way that he's present. And that sounds weird maybe until you understand what I'm talking about. J.J. Watt isn't thinking about where else he needs to be or thinking about something that's more important. And I mean, let's be honest. there are a lot of famous rich people who wouldn't take the time to do what he's doing. And it's not just about the money. Anybody can write a check who has a lot of money. But for him to be so personal, to deliver the supplies during Hurricane Harvey in the middle of the night, to load trucks and then go and visit people who are without supplies, without clean water, without a place to live after a devastating hurricane. And now in this case, to show up at a hospital so that he can take pictures with nurses and with the victims, the survivors of the shooting, and just put a smile on their face. That's a unique quality to make another human being feel special, like you are paying attention to them, like you care. And J.J. Watt doesn't allow his star power or his focus on rehab, right? He's trying to get back into football playing shape, and he's been away from the game for a couple of years, and yet he's got his priorities right. I appreciate his perspective. Again, love his heart, love his generosity, love that he puts his money where his mouth is, but I also love that it's personal to him. He's not just writing a check. So J.J. Watt, our Man Crush Monday. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.